Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is Tuesday, February 16th, and we seem to be flying through this new year of 2010. Seems like just yesterday we were talking about it being Christmas. So I want to welcome you all to today's meditation. Before we get started, I want to remind you that next week on the 23rd, we're going to have Susan Scalora talking about her book, Evidence of Angels. And if you have not had an opportunity to see this book, please do go to her website, www.myth.com. It is an absolutely beautiful book and just lovely story. I'm really excited to have her on. I can't wait to talk to her about angels. And speaking of angels, we are going to be having another private reading show on Thursday, March 4th at 7 p.m. with Charlene Stringfield. With these shows, they are paid shows. You do have to go to the website to register. Please forgive me, the website is a little bit behind, but I'll still get it and I'll still know what we're talking about. So just feel free to go ahead and register, even if the dates aren't changed when you get there. What Charlene does is these are a little bit different than the promos that she does, where she just does the free angel readings when you call in. They're a little bit more in depth. She spends more time with you. You get to ask some questions. And they are private readings. They're a limited group, so she gets to spend more time with each individual. And she extends the offer to follow up with that, you know, via email if you wind up having any questions. So really great opportunity for $20, exceptionally reasonable for what you're getting there. And then on the 9th of March, we're having Sabine Venberg talking to us about reactivating your passion. Sabine is very big on following her heart, and I love to have people on the show that do that, so that's a really wonderful experience. If you haven't had a chance to read this month's Circle of Self newsletter, you can do that by going to www.circleofself.org and going to the current newsletter. This month, I've done a lot of changing and growing myself, so I'm offering free half-hour readings 3 days during February, so please do take the opportunity to go on there. I've got a couple of slots left that you could sign up for and get a free reading. I like to check out and see how the work's changing whenever I've gone through such a profound shift myself. So that's the way that I do it best. And I usually do it with family and friends. And this month I decided to extend it to others. That's really what I felt inclined to do. So, all right, with that being said, let's get ourselves situated for today's meditation. And as always, for those of you that aren't familiar with meditating, this is really a time that we take to go within. I always look at prayer as me talking with the Creator, me talking with God, with Spirit. I look at meditation as being receiving, having Spirit talk back with me. So it's easier for most people, and I know that there are some exceptions to the rule, to just really be centered and quiet, to not be doing anything else. Definitely ask that you're not operating a vehicle or heavy machinery or doing anything really where you need to have your focus on something else. Give yourself permission to take care of you. The easiest way for us to really stay in our body, and I truly believe that the time on the planet now is about staying in our body, being able to bring heaven down to earth by being fully engaged in every cell of our body. If you sit in a chair with your back straight and your feet on the floor, hands, palms down to help generate that energy staying here on the planet, that will help you stay in your body and receive the information more fully and completely. So start off by taking a few deep breaths. And as you take these breaths, notice whether you're breathing all the way down into your diaphragm or whether you're simply breathing into your lungs. You really want to be breathing all the way in. You want this breath to come fully and completely into your tummy. And as you're letting your breath come fully and completely into your body, feel it engage every cell, every minute space of who you are physically. And you may experience this as a tingling or a vibration, even a sensation of cold or warmth. And if you've got some blockages or you haven't been in your body in a while, you may even experience it as a discomfort. The key is to breathe in, breathe all the way in, and keep the breath going. Let your breath, let the oxygen of your breathing penetrate every cell in your body. And now set the intention to connect fully and completely with your soul. And allow your soul to also fully integrate with every cell of your body. And feel as every cell rejoices as it welcomes home the natural inhabitant. Your soul belongs in every cell of your body, consciously present there. This is what keeps the body vital and alive. We begin to get inflexible, feel aches and pains when we're shutting off ourselves from our soul, when we're not allowing our soul to be in every cell. And because our soul is unending and is a direct piece of the creative force, there's plenty of it to expand beyond each cell while still being present and move out into our energy field, surrounding us with its comforting presence. With its knowing of truth, the truth that resides within each of us, that is specific to each one of us. And allow your soul to also extend down all the way into the center of the earth, all the way down where the earth's energy is radiant and pure. Go beyond the human creations of earth, the human ideas of earth, and connect with its very soul. And in this connection, as these energies merge, your soul and the soul of the earth feel the true meaning of heaven on earth, right here within your very being. We are spiritual beings in a human body. And our human body is a miracle in and of itself. Within its physical form, joined with our soul, it has everything it needs to thrive here on this planet. Keep your breath deep, going into every cell of your body. Be aware of whether or not you're shallowing your breathing. This is a sign that you are in a state of not receiving. And deep breathing takes practice, so don't get discouraged if you can breathe deeper, but it's uncomfortable. Just breathe as deeply as you can, with the intention that you will continue to breathe deeper, and that with each breath, it gets easier. And in this place of heaven on earth, right here within your body, listen for what Spirit has to say to you. What is your God? What is your Creator? What is your higher being, your higher power, want to whisper to you today? Allow your laundry lists and your grocery lists and your chore lists and your to-do lists to just waft away when they come up into your knowledge, into your conscious awareness. Thank them for reminding you that they're there, and then ask them to leave, because you're receiving a message that goes beyond your daily routine. You're receiving your very own spiritual message today. Everyone is capable of this. There's absolutely no exception. Allow your body to relax. Breathing in, allowing your soul to be present in every cell of your body. And you can engage in dialogue with your soul. Ask your soul questions. Affirm that you are in the rhythm and flow of ever-changing life. You are ready and willing to live in a state of your highest and best intentions, your soul's intentions for you. Be aware of your thoughts that are crossing you. Are they supportive of where you're going, of what you want? And if they are, reaffirm them. If they are not, breathe deeper into them. And shatter the illusion that they are attempting to create for you. Your soul may not be very verbose, but it will always be direct, and it will always be truthful. It will always be supportive. Remembering to breathe deeply. Releasing the illusions that you are less in your fullest potential. Releasing any ideas that you have to settle and bringing in the full and complete awareness that you are capable of achieving your highest and best, and that everything you need in order to do that is contained right here within your physical being, the ability to draw to you anything you may need to achieve your goals. allow yourself to feel fully and completely empowered by this knowledge, by this truth. Say to yourself and your mind, I am at peace in a state of empowerment. I am safe when I am empowered. I am loved. I experience joy when I allow myself to live in my full and complete empowerment. All that I ever need is within me, and I allow these things or avenues or people to be manifest in my life. I am whole and complete within myself. And when I merge in relationship with another, in any other relationship, I am an important contributor to the Universal One. By keeping your breathing flowing, a steady rhythm of deep breathing in and out, keeping your soul present in every cell of your body, in your energy field, connected with the soul of Mother Earth. Bring your awareness fully and completely into the space around you. Allow yourself to move and integrate all of the truth and wisdom that you received from your soul in this time. And as you come out of your meditation, still fully connected with your soul, that's a great place to be. I'd like to thank you for joining us today on the Honoring Hour for our monthly meditation. Remind you that we'll have Susa Scalora on here next week talking about her book, Evidence of Angels. And also to check out the Circle of Self newsletter at www.circleofself.org. There's also a fan page on Facebook that you can connect with through the Honoring Hour. And We have a few slots left for free readings. We're having those 3 days in February. And thank you for joining us. We will visit with you again next week. Until then, have a blessed week.